الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The reward of Hajj without performing Hajj Attar supplication O Lord of the beloved Prophet Whoever reads or listens to the booklet The reward of Hajj without performing Hajj For the sake of the final Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant them and their families the opportunity to perform an accepted Hajj and visit Medina every year and forgive them without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, perform obligatory Hajj. Indeed, its reward is greater than fighting in 20 battles. Whilst reciting Salat upon me once is equal to it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A pilgrim without performing Hajj. Sayyiduna Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayhi recalls, My brother and I embarked on the journey for Hajj along with a group. When we reached Kufa, I went to a market to buy something. On the way, I witnessed a peculiar scene. A dead animal was lying in a deserted place, whilst a poor woman was cutting pieces of meat from it and placing them into a basket. It appeared she was about to take this meat somewhere. I felt as though I could not remain silent about this. I thought perhaps she was a cook intending to feed this to others. As I deliberated, I followed her quietly. The woman stopped at a house and knocked on the door. Who is it? Somebody inside asked. The woman replied, Open the door. It is I. The unfortunate. The door opened, and I saw the woman's four daughters bearing clear signs of hardship and misery. The woman went inside, placed the basket in front of them, and tearfully said, Cook this and thank Allah Almighty. He has control over his servants, and their hearts are in his power. The girls began to cut the meat and cook it over a fire. I felt immense sorrow in my heart and exclaimed from outside, O maidservant of Allah, for the sake of Allah Almighty, do not eat this. The woman asked who I was, to which I replied that I was a traveller. She then said, We are prisoners of fate. Nobody has inquired about our well-being for 3 years. What do you want from us? I replied, Except for one group of non-Muslims, I fire worshippers, eating carrion is not permitted in any religion. She mentioned, We are descendants of the beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The father of these girls was a pious man and wanted to wed them to righteous people. However, he passed away before this could happen. The inheritance he left behind has been exhausted. We know that eating carrion is unlawful. But in this state of dire necessity, I fearing of losing our lives, it becomes permissible. We have been starving for 4 days. Dear Islamic brothers, at this juncture, take note of two rulings mentioned in Bukhari Shariat. In a state of necessity which entails fear of losing one's life, if lawful food is unavailable, one may eat unlawful food, carrion, or someone else's items to save their life. In such a situation, there is no accountability, i.e. no questioning on the day of judgment for eating such things. Yet, there will be accountability if one chooses to die without eating. However, there will be compensation for consuming someone else's possessions. The second ruling, if there is fear of dying from thirst, it is obligatory to drink something to save oneself from death. If no water is available, but wine is, and one knows drinking the latter will save his life, he should drink just enough to eliminate the possibility of death. Sayyiduna Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi alayh continued, seeing the severe circumstances of these Sayyidas, I was brought to tears and left in great distress. I went to my brother and told him that I no longer intended to perform Hajj that year. He attempted to persuade me and explain the virtues of Hajj, such as how a pilgrim returns with all their sins erased. Despite his insistence, I took my clothes, my ihram, my belongings and 600 dirhams, then left. I purchased 100 dirhams worth of flour and cloth each from the market, then hid the remaining 400 in the flour. I arrived at the Sayyidah's home and presented the clothes, flour and other items to the family. The woman thanked Allah Almighty and said, O Ibn Sulaiman, may Allah Almighty forgive your past and future sins, grant you the reward of Hajj, admit you to paradise, and bestow upon you evident reward. The eldest daughter said, may Allah Almighty double your reward and forgive your sins. The second said, may Allah Almighty give you abundantly more than what you gave us. The third said, may Allah Almighty raise you with our forefather, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, on the day of judgment. The youngest said, O Allah, grant he who has favored us a swift and good return, and forgive his past and future sins. The caravan of pilgrims set off while I remained in Kufa, waiting for them to return. Catching sight of them returning later, I began to cry, feeling as though I was deprived of the blessings that come with Hajj. I rushed to them and said, may Allah Almighty accept your Hajj and grant you the best reward in return for your expenses. One of them shot me a surprised look and asked what kind of supplication this was. I replied, it is a prayer of a sorrowful person who reached the doorstep but was denied entry. The pilgrim responded, it is strange you say you were not there. Were you not with us at the plains of Arafah? Did you not pelt the jamarat with stones? Did you not perform tawaf with us? I began to think in my heart that this was a special grace and mercy of Allah Almighty. I then saw a group of pilgrims from my city and said, may Allah Almighty accept your efforts and your Hajj. They were also surprised. What has happened to you? They asked. Why are you acting like a stranger? Did you not stand with us at Arafah? Did we not throw stones at the Jamarat? One came to me and said, why are you acting like this? We were together in Makkah and Medina. When we came out of Babi Jibra'il, after visiting the resting place of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you gave me this pouch to look after, as there was great rush at that time. Here, take it back. The pouch had a seal. Upon it was written, Man amalana rabiha. Whoever makes a deal with us earns profit. By Allah, I had never seen that pouch before. Nevertheless, I took it from him. After offering Isha prayer and reciting litanies, I lay down and contemplated these events. When my eyes closed and I fell asleep, I witnessed a dream. Alhamdulillah, I was blessed to behold the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I presented my salutations to him and kissed his blessed feet. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam smiled, responded to my greeting and declared, O Rabbi, how many witnesses should we call? You still do not accept this. Listen well. When you showed kindness to the woman from my progeny, sacrificed your belongings and cancelled your Hajj, I prayed to Allah Almighty that He grant you a fine substitute for it. Allah Almighty created an angel in your likeness and ordered it to perform Hajj on your behalf every year until the Day of Judgment. As a reward in this world, Allah Almighty granted you 600 dinars in return for the 600 dirhams you gave. Be at ease. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then read the words written on the pouch's seal. Man amalana rabiha. Whoever makes a deal with us earns profit. When I woke up and opened the pouch, there were 600 gold coins inside. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Allah's Messenger, many are eager to perform Hajj this year, but circumstances may deliver a different message. Many have saved enough money to cover the expenses of the pilgrimage. The names of the fortunate have been chosen, and flight dates have been announced. Yet, no one knows whose dream of performing Hajj and visiting Medina will come true, because nothing in life is certain. May Allah bless us with His special bounty and grace, the opportunity to perform Hajj and Umrah countless times, and death with faith under the shade of the green dome, whilst beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May He grant us the honour of being buried in Jannatul Baqi. May He grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus and grant us proximity to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Zamana Hajj ka hai, jalwa diya hai shahide gul ko. Ilahi taakate parwaz de parhaye bulbul ko. Commentary of Raza's poetry. O Allah, the season of Hajj has arrived and the glory of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has manifested. O my Lord, grant me the honour to present myself before him. Dear Islamic brothers, narration specifies several virtuous deeds by which we can attain the reward of Hajj. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, Muslims hoping to embark on the Hajj journey, or even those who lack the means to visit Medina, can perform these good deeds and earn this great reward while staying in their homeland. Bear in mind, performing Hajj is one matter, whilst earning the reward of it is another. For a Muslim, upon whom Hajj is obligatory, they must fulfill the obligation of performing Hajj. The virtuous deeds mentioned ahead are for attaining the blessings and virtues associated with Hajj. In a way, they are a beautiful gift for the poor, distressed, and grief-stricken who are unable to perform this act of worship. Hajj is obligatory only once in a lifetime for a Muslim who is capable under specific conditions. Number 1. The shade of 75,000 angels. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who sets out to fulfill the need of a Muslim brother is shaded by Allah with 75,000 angels who pray for him. He remains enveloped in mercy until his task is complete. When he finishes, Allah grants him the reward of Hajj and Umrah." Number 2. giving charity at the time of need. It is written in Bukhari Shariat, giving charity at the time of need is greater than an optional Hajj. Dear Islamic brothers, nowadays many people are worried due to difficult circumstances. It is possible there are noble people of modest means around you who do not plead on the roads like professional beggars and do not stand in lines to receive aid. If you search within your own family, neighborhood, and city, you will find people in need. If possible, you could help them by covering their monthly food expenses, paying off someone's debt, or excusing it entirely, thus comforting their heart. It is not far-fetched that you could receive more than the reward of a voluntary Hajj by the mercy of Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 3. Deeds that earns the reward of an accepted Hajj. The beloved Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, when a child looks at their parents with mercy, Allah grants them the reward of an accepted Hajj for every gaze. The noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, asked, even if they look at them 100 times a day. The beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, answered, na'am, Allahu Akbar wa atyabu. Yes, Allah is the greatest and most pure. Indeed, Allah shall grant them the reward of 100 accepted Hajj. Dear Islamic brothers, the rank of parents is exceptionally high, and the prayers they make for their children are accepted. Keep them happy and serve them well to earn their prayers. Their happiness leads to the safety of one's faith, but their displeasure can lead to the loss of faith entirely. A dutiful child always prospers and lives a blessed life wherever they are, and they continue to benefit from the supplications of their parents. The dreadful death of he who abandoned his mother. A man's mother was severely ill, lying on her deathbed. Despite this, the dishonorable son behaved rudely with her and left her completely alone. She passed away alone. 30 years later, the son developed severe gastric issues and became extremely weak. The result of his actions became evident when he was heard crying and saying, I have 3 sons, but they do not care about me at all. I have been ill for several days, yet they have not visited me once. In the end, he died alone during the night, just like his mother. In the morning, the neighbors saw ants infesting and devouring his body. Truly, the one who keeps their parents happy is fortunate, whilst those who displease them are unfortunate and headed for ruin. In fact, those who harm their parents face punishment even in this world. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, Allah may choose to defer the punishment of all sins until the day of judgment, but he makes the punishment for disobedience to parents reach a person during their lifetime. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of Allah's Messenger, my sincere advice to you is this. If both parents or even one of them is upset with you, immediately plead before them, hold their feet and seek their pardon with tears. Fulfill their rightful requests, for success in both worlds lies therein. How unfortunate is the one whose parents passed away whilst displeased with them. Such a person should supplicate abundantly for their forgiveness, as the greatest gift for the deceased is the supplication of forgiveness. They should also convey reward to them frequently. If good deeds continue to reach them as gifts from their children, there is hope the deceased parents will become pleased. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed a person's parents or one of them pass away and he was disobedient to them, yet he continuously seeks forgiveness for them until Allah records him amongst the righteous. If possible, purchase booklets from Maktabatul Madina and distribute them with the intention of conveying reward to the deceased. If you wish to print the names of your parents, etc., along with your address for the purpose of conveying reward, contact Maktabatul Madina. To learn more about serving parents, read the booklet of Mawlana Ilyas Al-Qadri titled Oceanic Dome. This can be downloaded for free from the Dawat-e-Islami website. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. The reward of an accepted Hajj. O devotees of Allah's Messenger, those whose parents or one of them have passed away might wonder how they can earn the reward of Hajj. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever visits the graves of their parents, either both or one, with the intention of gaining reward, will receive reward equal to an accepted Hajj. Those who frequently visit the graves of their parents, angels will visit their grave when they pass away. Those whose parents have passed away should not be negligent in this matter. Visit their graves and convey reward to them regularly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 5. Another action to gain the reward of Hajj. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever leaves his home after attaining purity through ablution or ghusl to perform the prescribed prayer in congregation, his reward will be like the muhrim, one in the state of ihram, who performs Hajj. The reward of he who heads out to perform duha prayer is like that of he who performs Umrah. A prayer followed by a prayer with no worldly talk between them will be recorded in Iliyin, i.e. it reaches the level of acceptance. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes in Mirat Al-Manajih regarding the section of this hadith which mentions the one who receives the reward of Hajj, this is because a pilgrim goes to the Kaaba whilst this person goes to the Masjid. Both are houses of Allah. A pilgrim wears the ihram for Hajj whilst this individual leaves his home with the intention of prayer. Hajj takes place on specific dates, but the pilgrim earns reward from the moment he leaves his home until his return. Similarly, congregational prayer takes place at a specific time, yet the worshipper remains in Allah's mercy from the moment he leaves his home until he returns. Keep in mind that although it is better to perform duha and other voluntary prayers at home, it is still better to pray in the masjid if there are household distractions or there is noise from children. This is what is meant here. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. The virtue of acquiring Islamic knowledge. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, whoever sets out in the morning to the masjid intending to learn or teach goodness shall receive the reward of completing Hajj. Subhanallah, one of the 12 Islamic activities of Dawat-e-Islami is to hold a study circle after Fajr prayer, which includes reading and listening to tafsir of the Noble Quran, a reading from Fizan-e Sunnat, and supplicating with the intermediation of the saints of the Qadiriya Razaviya spiritual order by reciting the Shajara. We hope in Allah's mercy that those who love the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and organize or participate in these study circles of Islamic knowledge will be granted the reward of a complete Hajj. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 7. The blessings of Surah Yasin. Here is a virtuous deed that earns a reward of not just one Hajj, but 20. Pay close attention and prepare yourself to act upon it. The fourth Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever recites Surah Yasin receives the reward of 20 Hajj. Whoever writes it down and drinks it, after placing it in water, 1,000 certainties and mercies will enter his stomach, and all kinds of impurities and illnesses will be removed from him. Goodness in the world and hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, in the Torah, Surah Yasin is named Mu'imma, as its reciter receives goodness in the world and in the hereafter. It removes the calamities of both worlds, leads to salvation from the horrors of the hereafter, and is also known as Dafi'ah and Qadiyah, as it removes all evil from the reciter and fulfills all their needs. Whoever recites it receives the reward of 20 Hajj. Whoever listens to it earns the reward of spending 1,000 dinars in the way of Allah. Whoever writes and drinks it, 1,000 medicines, lights, certainties, blessings, and mercies shall enter their stomach. This removes all ailment and illness from them. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 8. The Hajj of the Poor. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjul Masakin. Jumu'ah prayer is the Hajj of the destitute. Another narration says, Al-Jumu'atu Hajjul Fuqara. Jumu'ah prayer is the Hajj of the poor. Number 9. One Hajj and one Umrah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed there is the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah for you every Jumu'ah. Leaving early for Jumu'ah prayer is Hajj, whilst awaiting Asr prayer after Jumu'ah prayer is like Umrah. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi said, remain in the masjid after Jumu'ah prayer until Asr prayer, it is even better to stay until Maghrib. It is said that whoever performs Asr prayer in the central masjid after offering Jumu'ah prayer will receive the reward of Hajj. Whoever stays to perform Maghrib prayer receives the reward of both Hajj and Umrah. After offering Jumu'ah prayer, it is best to return home whilst engaging in the dhikr of Allah, reflecting upon his blessings, thanking him for this ability, and fearing one's shortcomings. One should continue to guard their heart and tongue until sunset, so the sacred moment of acceptance, i.e. the time in which supplications are accepted before Maghrib, is not missed. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 10. The reward of 100 Hajj. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Subhanallah 100 times in the morning and evening for the sake of Allah, it shall be as if he performed Hajj 100 times. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this hadith. Whoever says Subhanallah 100 times at the beginning of the day and night will receive a reward equivalent to 100 voluntary Hajj. The author of Mirqat mentions in this context that tasbih here refers to reciting with presence of heart, whilst Hajj refers to the pilgrimages done in heedlessness. This means a simple good deed done with heartfelt sincerity is better than difficult actions performed with negligence. Keep in mind, receiving the reward of Hajj is one matter and performing it is another. The reward of Hajj is mentioned here, not the actual physical action. Just as some physicians say that one warmed raisin contains the energy of a chapati, yet only the chapati can fill the stomach. A person cannot survive by eating 3 raisins twice a day. Indeed, this tasbih bears great reward, but Hajj can only be fulfilled by performing it. The Lord who can bring forth several ears of grain from a single seed of millet, with each ear containing countless grains beyond our calculation, is the same Lord who can grant immense reward for tasbih. Promises of such rewards are found in the Quran, and to consider such verses and hadith as exaggeration or falsehood is irreligious. The generosity of Allah is beyond our imagination. Who can limit His giving? O devotees of Allah's Messenger, may we be sacrificed for the mercy of Allah Almighty. He grants tremendous reward for such little effort. We must cast aside our heedlessness and dedicate ourselves to worshipping Him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 11, Keys to the Heavens and Earth. The third Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for the explanation pertaining to this part of Surah Al-Zumar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, lahu maqalidus samawati wal ard. To Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, none before you have asked me regarding this. It is explained by these words. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar subhanallahi al-azim wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi wa astaghfirullah al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin lahul mulk wa lahul hamd biyadihi al-khair wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Whoever recites these words 10 times in the morning and evening is granted 6 virtues. He is protected from Satan and his armies. He is granted a qintar, a specific amount of reward. His rank in paradise is elevated. Allah allows him to marry a heavenly maiden. 12 angels remain present with him and he receives the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 12, Friendship for the sake of Allah. Two individuals who were friends for the sake of Allah once met each other. The first asked the second, where are you coming from? The second replied, I am returning after performing Hajj and visiting the resting place of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Where are you coming from? The first responded, I met a brother whom I love for the sake of Allah. The second said, would you convey to me the reward of your meeting as a gift? I will convey back the reward of my Hajj. Hearing this, the first person paused for a moment in thought. A voice from the unseen then said, meeting a Muslim brother for the sake of Allah is more virtuous in his court than 100 Hajj, except for the obligatory Hajj. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 13, Voluntary Worship on Saturday. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, proclaimed, whoever performs 4 units of prayer on Saturday, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once, and Surah Al-Ikhlas 3 times in every unit, And Ayatul Kursi, after completing prayer, Allah grants them the reward of one Hajj and Umrah for every letter. Also, for every letter, He grants them the reward of fasting for a year and standing in prayer for the night. Again, for every letter, they are granted the reward of a martyr. They will be in the shade of the Arsh on the Day of Judgment with the prophets and saints. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 14. Performing Maghrib prayer in congregation. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu anhu reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever performs Maghrib prayer in congregation receives the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. It is as if he spent Laylatul Qadr in worship. Number 15. Reward for every hair. Regarding Fajr prayer, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever performs ablution well and walks to the masjid where prayer is offered is given one good deed for every step he takes and one sin is erased, whilst the reward for a good deed is multiplied by 10. When he offers prayer and returns at sunrise, one good deed is written for every hair on his body, and he returns with the reward of an accepted Hajj. If he stays seated and performs voluntary prayers, he attains 1 million good deeds for every sitting position. Whoever performs Isha prayer is also granted this reward. However, he returns with the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. Number 16. An accepted Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Uthman bin Mazun radiyallahu anhu, O Uthman, whoever offers Fajr prayer in congregation and engages in the dhikr of Allah until sunrise receives the reward of an accepted Hajj and Umrah. Number 17. Another act to earn the reward of Hajj and Umrah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said, whoever performs Fajr prayer in congregation engages in the dhikr of Allah until the sun rises high and then offers 2 units of Ishraq prayer will receive the reward of Hajj and Umrah. O devotees of Allah's Messenger, receiving the reward of Hajj and Umrah is one thing, but performing them is something else. Muslims cannot abandon Hajj and only offer Ishraq prayer instead. This hadith specifically mentions Mabrur Hajj. Imam Abdul Ra'uf Al-Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, the meaning of Hajj Mabrur is an accepted Hajj, or a Hajj in which no sin was committed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 18. The reward of 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. Whoever performs itikaf for 10 days during Ramadan, it is as if he has performed Hajj and Umrah twice. Additionally, Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, whoever performs itikaf receives the reward of 1 Hajj every day. If a good deed is intended sincerely from the heart, and for some reason the deed is not carried out, Allah Almighty still grants reward for the intention. Let us make intention to perform itikaf for the entire month of Ramadan next year, or at least the final 10 days. If possible, encourage others to perform this blessed action also. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 19. The reward for going to Masjid al-Nabawi with the intention to offer prayer. Whoever performs ablution and heads to Masjid al-Nabawi with the intention to pray receives the reward of Hajj. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, Whoever performs ablution and sets out with the intention of praying in my masjid, it is equal to one hajj for him. Number 20. Pleasing a Muslim's heart. The noble saint, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr al-Qattani rahmatullahi alayhi said, I visited Sari al-Saqati once. He brought a dish of delicious food and began to pour half of it into another bowl. What are you doing? I inquired. I can eat it all at once. Sari al-Saqati smiled and said, this, I bringing joy to the heart of a Muslim brother, is better for you than voluntary hajj. Sayyiduna Bishr al-Hafi rahmatullahi alayhi said, bringing joy to the heart of a Muslim is better than 100 voluntary hajj. Dear Islamic brothers, with your intention being to please Allah Almighty, work hard to bring happiness to the heart of a Muslim and earn great reward. Do bear in mind that if Allah forbid, someone becomes happy by committing a sin, such matters must be avoided. Obeying anybody whilst disobeying Allah Almighty is impermissible. Come to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami, spend time with those who love Allah's Messenger, focus on performing good deeds and avoid sin as much as possible. Travel with Madani Qafilas every month, for this will provide countless opportunities to learn the Sunnah and inspire you to act upon the good deeds mentioned in this booklet. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.